Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
It happens every night.
All right, cool.
And I ain't never met a riverboat dealer that could ever be a friend of mine. The summer heat never treats me kind. It leaves trouble on my mind.
That's your
so I'm bidding farewell, putting in my notice, and I'll see you at another time. This highway does not know my name, and I don't care, no. Heading my way for
are y'all all singing?
Place, and I got three good tires and a spare.
Right to the hook right here.
Just a white line gypsy getting out of Mississippi with just enough gas to get there.
Low budget, actually live. But not streaming, but live. What's up, you bunch of lowlife and son of a guns? That was really weak, but, you know, it's early. You need more alcohol. Need to go up. They're saying we're not loud enough. What about now?
I'm never loud enough. They always say it can barely
hear me. You're
loud
in my headphones. I know that. Got Bradley Holman up here with me. We got a lot of special guests tonight roaming around.
You got some special people here.
We do have some special people here. Yeah. You're at the top of the list. So the first thing I want to talk to you about, can y'all hear any better out there? Robbie, you can turn up the speakers too. You got room there. I got one of my drunkest buddies in the world back there. He drunk. He can't hear. Aaron Story. He's back there. He's like, I can't hear nothing. I can't tell. You're giving me thumbs up, thumbs down. Like, I can't tell, Aaron. The mayor of Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, right back there, Aaron Story. The damn mayor is with us. That should be a little bit better right there, Robbie. It sounds great in my headphones, all I know. So the first thing I want to talk to you about is your new hat, just because you've been walking around like a drug dealer.
With my duffel bag.
You got a duffel bag over your shoulder, and I see you, like, taking $20 bills from children, and you're like, hey, hang on, I got you. And then you give them a damn hat, man.
Yeah.
How many have you sold?
A bunch.
Okay. I've seen them walking around, but it's just the approach. Like, the sales approach is interesting, to say the least, Bradley.
Hey, we're fishermen. You got to pedal, right?
You got to get it where you can, right?
Yeah, you got to get it while it's getting good.
I'm with that BFE best flipper ever, right?
Yeah, or it could be, you know, something about Egypt, or it could be best flipper, or it could be a lot of things.
Kind of like LOB jig. Everybody asks me what LOB jig means. And it, lots of bites for Baitworks. Where's the Baitworks crew at? I don't know where they. I see them over there. It actually stands for Little O' Bitch, which is Trey Swindle right here. Trey, just nothing like getting here on time. No big deal. Just people wanting to hear from you. We already started. We already did all that crap. We already did it.
You were late.
Here's your headphones. You're gonna need them. It's hard to hear.
Headphones don't work, by the way, on this side.
Your headphones aren't working?
No, but the good news is the microphone's loud enough. It don't matter.
You can't hear for real?
No, sir.
What about now?
Oh, yeah, loud and clear.
Yeah, well, it helps when I hit the little knob there. Trey Swindle, everybody. So, Trey, you should have been fishing this tournament, but what happened?
Well, I guess we'll start out with
Hang on, I'm going to turn your microphone on first. Now I'll go.
Yeah, the on button works, Luke. Yep. Yeah, I guess you just go ahead and just knock it right
out
of the park.
Let's just go ahead
right
and talk about
it. We'll just talk about how I'm supposed to be here, and I ain't.
So why were you not able to be in this tournament for $300,000 in Knoxville, Tennessee?
Well, I was at Chesapeake Bay the final day, second place, going in the final day. I thought I was fixing to win. There's no telling if I would have or not, but the leader ended up slipping, but I didn't even get to go out the third day. Because when you're in second place, they check for your liability on your insurance. You're supposed to have $300,000. Long story short, did not have what they said I needed to have or when I needed to have it or whatever you want to – however you want to put it. So didn't have what I needed, so I didn't even get to fish the final day. So didn't even get a shot.
And then a man won off your – like
and then,
he won where you were at, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Won the tournament.
The tournament got won where I was sitting. I told him he could go out there because – you know, what am I going to do? I can't go catch them because I'm standing on the dock crying with my own mom. So my mom, my girlfriend, everybody's sitting there crying.
I won't lie, I cried that morning a little bit when you called me.
JT's out there boat flipping and screaming, and I'm still laying on the dock crying with my mom and my girlfriend. It wasn't a very good morning for us.
I like to relive it, though.
Yeah, well,
you're a young man.
Yeah, it's over with
now. You got insurance now?
You want to see it? I got it printed on my dash with my dad.
You need it laminated to carry around like a piece of damn poster board.
You wait till I make a final day this year. My mom's got a big old poster with me pointing at the sign that says, got insurance, ? So you just wait for that. It's going to be on FS1 one day.
Has it, walking around the expo, how many times have you heard, why'd you get DQ'd? You heard that a bunch?
Not really, believe it or not.
Have you been told that you should have lawyered up?
Well, you know, apparently they're real scared of lawyers. So I should have lawyered up, but
I should have lawyered up. You think you should have lawyered up? That's what the kids are doing now in these tournaments. They lawyer up,
dude,
for top tens. Lawyer up, you get a top ten.
I was up there with him. I was up there with him, dude. And I right off the bat afterwards, I told him, I said, dude, I blame your uncle because he's been doing this long enough. That's one of those rules. Like, you should have been where I watched. Listen, dude. In 1918, I watched Ishman Rowe.
1918?
Yeah.
Damn, son, what'd you watch him on? Like, black and white?
Throw a...
On horse and buggy? Well, I mean, were y'all on the damn Oregon Trail?
I watched him throw a fit in 1918 on Toledo Bend, him and Chris.
1918?
Dude, it was Chris's, like, one of his very first years in the Open. And it
well, hell, I bet
thing.
It was.
Yep. 1918, saw that go down, ish. Same deal, dude. Been on the Elite Series, and he was like, don't question me. But not Chris. He was like, I got to have that insurance. Boat number one and boat number two is getting that insurance check. Yep. Day one, day two, and day three.
Let me ask you this, though. In his situation, we already talked about this once on the show. You think everybody's got it?
I think his uncle should.
Why don't they check everybody?
You need to blame your uncle, Bubba.
Well, no,
wait a second. You can't blame Gerald.
We're going to blame
for
Gerald.
Him not having his stuff.
If I'm your uncle and you ask me the three most important things, that's the first thing I'm going to tell you.
Did you think this was going to be more fun than this and just Bradley Holman giving you a lecture?
Well, no. I like the lessons. Bradley, a guy I look up to my whole life, and he just bought me a beer a second ago, so it's pretty
daggone
cool.
He's not even old enough to drink. Card him.
He's lying. They charged me $20 because I was below 24 and got in here, so by God, I can drink a beer if I want to. But no, on that whole thing, you know, it was a bad situation, but hey, I mean – we're here getting a visit with everybody, walk around the expo, and if there was one classic it looked like I didn't want to fish, it'd be this one because this sucks.
This one was tough on a swindle, too.
Hey,
yeah,
man. Hey,
yeah.
Man. That's terrible.
I'm looking at that schedule, looking at Grand Lake, thinking, man, that might be the one I actually want to have
insurance. That's the one this guy wants to be in there. Let's talk about that. You,
yeah,
back on the Elite Series, two good tournaments in a row, good foundation of the year. You're thinking about Tulsa, though, right?
Yeah.
You got to be.
I'm not a guy that's going to get 20 shots at the classic like a lot of the big names, right? And I'll be honest, when I got that text message that was where it was headed, my wife was one of the first ones that saw it, and she was like, hey, maybe that's a sign. I don't know. But I got four children. I've been sitting in that classic a long time and listening to a lot of the children ask, Daddy, why ain't you in this? Give me a shot.
Take them home and whip them.
That's right.
When they ask you that.
That's right.
How dare you bring that up?
Yeah, that's right.
So getting pulled through that arena in Tulsa be – Pretty freaking special then, I guess.
Oh, yeah, especially like a day three where they're all standing out there in a damn highway on Tulsa and can't even get into the line.
And Knoxville showed out, dude. Like, this has been, sure. I mean, you can't move in this place. It's two separate expo halls, and they're just elbow to elbow in there.
Last time we were in Tulsa, dude, and Jason and all them were doing their deal, and it was going down on the third day, they were out on the highway trying to get into that place. It was too full. There was nothing left in the BOK Center.
So, you're going next week. to see Turnpike play there. They sold out two nights there.
Thursday and Saturday.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy. They're going to have the classic way in there.
Yeah. Ryan was like, dude, we were just a bar band, and you know the game, you know.
Listen.
This is a bar band.
There's a couple folks we know in the music world, not going to name any names, but they're always like, yeah, we're just a bar band.
Just
I'm like,
band.
The hell you are. You are not a bar band anymore.
Yeah. Have you heard
one of them said it. I'm like, listen. He's like, man, we're just getting up there and playing. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No. A little different now. BOK Center. Yeah, Tulsa shows out. The only thing I don't like about Tulsa is the weather is so freaking unpredictable up there, I feel like. Every classic we've had, there's like snow. We got some of the TH Marine folks here, and I remember working on boats, like putting G-Force trolling motor handles on boats the year Cliff Pace won. I don't think I've ever been that cold in my life. That's not all right.
Dude, I'll be honest. I don't give a damn if it's snowing and a tornado comes at the same time. 50 guys, three
Snow-nado.
Days, Grand Lake. Come on.
Sharknado.
That's right.
You don't give a damn. Whatever it is, you want to be there for $300,000. Where are you at in the points? I don't do any research for the show, so.
I think I'm sitting like 53rd, 52nd, something like that right now.
But you made both cuts.
We're too deep. No.
You didn't make the cut at Seminole? I'm sorry to bring that up.
No, I kicked the football out of the end zone.
Like I said, I don't do any research. I thought you did good. I thought you were like 10th in AOI. I'm sorry for bringing that up, buddy.
You know me better than that, bro.
Yeah, you're going to have some of them. It's like a roller coaster.
That's
you're going to have some of them.
That's right. We're here, though.
What did you do at UFOLA without a lawyer?
Well, all right. Well, that threw me for a loop. I ain't going to lie to you there, Luke. But without what you said, I won't repeat that. But I didn't do very good to get you a whopping 125th that turned into.
You needed two lawyers.
Hey, it turned into 124th.
Did move up a spot because
of the
lawyer.
Because of the lawyer. So
do you feel like, I mean, you got your bad one out of the way, right? That's what you got to look at in the nine?
Yeah, fishing all nine, you know. I mean, you know who my uncle is. That's kind of how I like to do is just be consistent. So I knew going into it with fishing nine that you can stub your toe a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, fishing nine tournaments, I looked at the points last year, and like Coop Gallant had two in the hundreds. Now, he did top 10 too. But when you get on a roll, kind of like I did towards the end of last year, like, you know, you can rack points up pretty quick. With 225 boats, you can gain some points. There's 175 guys fishing all nine. So you back up two top 20s or two checks in a row and slip in a top 10, and you right back in it.
No doubt about it.
Hey, I got some advice for you. On the next one with that 197 guys fishing against you, you need to show up with a T-shirt that says, I am Ryan Eagram. On the back says, I'm the boss.
I'm the boss.
He ain't going to do it. He got them little chicken legs. He can't. Somebody whip him.
I'm
L.O.B. right there.
Yeah, you ride on that. I don't think that would get Trey Swindle very far. I'm going to be honest with you.
No, you're going to get your butt kicked for sure.
That wouldn't get me.
I'm going to laugh, too, when it happens, just to be honest.
I'm going
to
tell him you did it. You're the one who made me wear it.
So let's talk classic. Uncle G, a rough one here.
Yeah.
Kind of unexpected, too, right? Like, I figured this would be one that he had circled a little bit. Kind of a grinder.
Yeah, that's
rough,
kind of what
tough
I felt
tournament,
like.
You know?
And I feel like last time they were here, he caught him okay, you know, but he's a grinder. He likes tough tournaments. He likes to go down the bank when it's hard to get a bite. That's when he seems to excel. And but we've got to give it to him. He's consistent. He had three the first day and three the second day. So that's pretty
good. At least he's consistent.
You know? But no, I'm sure he had this one circled, and I think he's at the point in his career where he really don't, you know, care for a top 20. He wants to win, and I think that's what he did. I mean, that's what everybody does at a classic, you know. But I think he swung for the fences. I really think he went for the win,
For him too, being at the expo tomorrow, that everybody's gonna be happy with that.
Oh yeah,
to hang out with Uncle G.
I like the hat.
What?
I like the hat.
It's a good hat.
It's a good looking hat.
It's a good hat. It's not a BFE hat, but it's a good hat.
You got a BFE hat? Don't act like you ain't got one. You got one.
I do got one.
That's right.
I said it ain't one of them. I mean, it ain't as good as that.
No.
That's what I meant.
Good looking hat, though. Good looking.
Hey, y'all want? So we got all kind of stuff here to give away because y'all all came out. We got Baitworks over here. We got the Startron folks over there. Y'all want some free stuff?
Everybody,
you got to get louder than that. Free stuff. That's what everybody comes to. This is the handshake at the Classic. We got folks here from Toad Thumper Lures, too, and I bet they've been asked like this for frogs all week. Y'all been asked for frog? People asking for free samples of frogs? It happens at the Classic. Everybody's asking for stuff. Baitworks, what y'all got over there? We got jigs?
I want to give him a shout-out because without them, I wouldn't have no jigs that's named after me because you wouldn't give me none. So without them guys running that table, I wouldn't even have none of the jigs that's named after me. That don't seem right now.
Now, wait a second. It's kind of named after you. I mean, I call you the LOB, but it's a different LOB. You act like you had something to do with the design of it. I put in a lot of hours, me and Stick. Shout out, Stick, from Baitworks right there. We worked on it hours. We stayed up, day in, night. I mean, yeah, 24 hours. You get the gist.
I get that, but you know where it come from. It come from.
So tell the story, because we get comments, messages all the time. Tell the story on why LOB ever happened, or if you can tell that here.
Are we actually going to tell the real story?
We might as well.
Or do you want me to, like, make up some kind of story?
No, you can't make up one better than what actually happened, so go ahead.
Hey, all right. Well, everybody's going to hear the real story where the LOB comes.
Prepare to be offended.
Yeah, I mean, if you get offended easy, you might want to just leave right now. But long story short, me and Darian, stupid, dumb Darian,
y'all sweet tea, pour some liquor out for him. He's not here.
Yeah. We were fishing the Alabama Bass Trail. I don't even know where we were at. He never showed up half the time, but he was on some vacation and showed up like right there before the tournament. So we were at the gas station.
Right before his trip to Hawaii.
He was running late. You know, I don't know what he was doing. He left and left me to uncover the boat and stuff. And then he called me. He's like, "Where are you at?" And I said, "Where are you at?" He said, "I went to get breakfast." I said, "Dude, blast off in like 15 minutes." So we still had to get gas. So we go to the gas station. And like I said, if you're going to get offended, I'm sorry. I'll go ahead and apologize. But we were trying to get away from the gas pumps, and there was this little old lady walking by, and she had her little cane. Man, it was bright and early. She was just taking her time. And, you know, I was fired up getting ready to go, and I was like, "Well, Luke, I'll just let you finish. I don't even want to be the one to say this because I'm
Let's just say we call Trey the little old bitch.
The little old bitch. That's what I am. I guess that's where the name come from. That's where the story will end.
Lots of bites jig. We got some StarTron stuff right over here too. We're gonna give away. They bring a crew. They didn't bring their dog. The dog is at the Expo Yogi. What all y'all got over there? Let's give away one of those big old kits, cleaning kits. T-shirts.
They need
a T-shirt cannon. That would be cool.
They got out
of the budget.
They got a Bass Fishing Hall.
Maybe next year, Toad Thumper be the Toad Thumper T-shirt cannon. And we'll do this every time we shoot. We'll do this. Like every time. We'll just blast people. We'll just blast people with a damn.
Point blank range.
So I went down a YouTube rabbit hole once on T-shirt cannons when I was getting ready for a TH Marine event. And you can just like anybody can buy. Like you can buy one. Like you can just go buy a T-shirt cannon. And I don't know that that's safe. You ever seen them damn things like a basketball game? Like you kill somebody with one, I think. Seriously.
Close range?
Dude, like, it's wild. And they're really expensive.
Just you tried to buy one?
I did. On TH Marine's credit card. Like, I wasn't going to pay for it. But we were going to, like, I don't know, Forestwood Cup or the Classic. And I was like, "Dude, we need a T-shirt gun."
How much?
I found them. Like, 5Gs. Seriously. For, like, a base model. It ain't even got all, like, the features you want. Like, the base model.
Oh.
I see Phillip Jones is here. Phillip Jones, everybody. Ignore your shout-outs now? You're that popular in life? Stick, did you only bring one jig to give away? You're going to start this place. Going to turn into a madhouse, people fighting over this. All right, here's what we're going to do. Everybody get in the middle, and you're going to fight over this. Last man standing gets to... And you got to fight Bradley to win. He's the boss, like at the end of Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I'm the boss.
You got to fight Bradley. How are we going to give this stuff away? We want to do trivia. What we want to do? Hey, what was the tournament? What lake did Bradley Hallman qualify for the Elite Zone? First person to run up here and tells us, get something.
Ooh,
in the open. The last open of the year last year, Bradley Hallman made it back to the Elite Zone. What'd you say? Wrong. I said you got to run up here, John Hare.
It ain't Hartwell.
No, but – oh, man.
Good God.
That's a lot of LOB in a box. Yeah.
Just throw them out in the
just
middle.
Just throw them and just.
You ain't got enough questions to cover all
I don't think team. I got enough. I ain't got enough breath or voice to do that.
That's right.
What? Come a little closer. I can't hear you. Sam Rayburn, give him a Starbright kit right here and an LOB jig for walking up here brave.
That a boy. Brave.
So he's from Florida. We talked earlier.
Yeah, he's a guide down there. Kissimmee.
He did great. He did so good. I say put them in a pile and, like, make everybody square off. Seriously, like, we got a cage around us. Let's go. get rowdy. It's not really late enough to get too rowdy. We get a cleaning kit. Y'all got to get cranked up. Okay, you ask a question, Bradley.
Well, now I got to stop because I got a good one. I'm pretty sure that that biggest table in this room in the middle, them college boys sitting there, I got a feeling y'all just kind of showed up accidentally and ain't got a clue. I'm talking to y'all.
Are y'all just here? Y'all just here?
So here's my question. Is there a single one of y'all that's ever caught a bass in your damn life?
Now, do you care honest. About a bass?
Be honest. Have you ever caught a bass in your damn life? Raise your hand. That's what I thought. That's what I figured.
Hey, you know what you need to do it, though? L-O-B jigs. Now you know. Now you know. That's all you need. And Toad Thumper Frogs. And you can buy them at baitworks.com, bait-works.com, Duncan-10. See, now you got the
I think you've
discount.
Done this once or twice. You
I have done
every
this a
sponsor read in one sentence right there.
Hey, I bet y'all don't know anything about fishing, but what y'all know about this? Y'all know that? Are we still playing it? Y'all know that, right?
You're going to get my girlfriend riled up.
Well, I'm going to also not be able to put this on YouTube because they're going to yank that shit off quick. Like, you ain't licensed to use Rocky Top. YouTube takes that crap serious, man. Big time. We can't play that this weekend after we get – I hear Rocky Top? Yeah. It plays on a loop in this town. It has to.
Yeah.
Oh. What question do you want? We got to get some stuff away, and then we got to get to – I see a man over here that has entered.
Uh-oh.
The mullet of fury over there, Shannon Wheeler, the baddest man on a fiddle I've ever seen, is here. So we got to
– I got a question.
We got to go.
I got a question. There is a true bass fishing Hall of Famer in this little tent right now today. First
is
person
try-
can name
he,
him.
Is he trying to be incognito? Shaw Grigsby. Oh, God, he's over there in the corner.
Chicken dinner.
Bass fishing Hall of Famer. Hey, Shaw, wave at him. Listen, the fact that Shaw Grigsby is here – 12-year-old me, kind of peeing my pants a little bit. No big deal. I watched a lot of Shaw Grigsby as a kid. He's over here in the corner. He's high now. He's low-key Shaw Grigsby. Best mustache in the game, for sure.
Best bass fishing book written of all time, his.
I got it when I was in high school. My folks got it for me for Christmas one year.
I hear you. I was about the same age.
Yeah. No doubt about it. And everything I know about sight fishing, that's probably all a lie because he didn't want anybody to know anything. But I used to read Bassmaster magazine, and I'm like, oh, that's what you got to do to catch him on the bed. Shaw is like the GOAT, right? You and I are sight fishermen.
No, definitely.
That's the greatest of all time.
He came
sight
back from
fishing, period.
From the finesse day, like everything was like, they would finesse them suckers.
They
were doing it before everybody went to beating the hell out of them. Seriously, they did. They finessed him. Yeah.
He was but he laid the foundation.
100%.
Like sight fishing. 100%. And now, Shaw, how many more people? Everybody does it now, right? Like it's more. And when you guys were just dominating, you just had it. Like you find a canal with them, it's like, it's you, right? I love it.
With eight to ten pounders.
You remember the Harris Chain tournament, the back of that canal, that Elite Series?
Yeah. Oh, no, dude, I was there in that event.
How'd you do?
I actually went through it in practice.
How'd you do? Did you win like Shaw or no?
I blew a Yamaha hammer two miles across the
Oh, don't
the takeoff
say that. First. Yamaha's a sponsor.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Well, it's okay.
It was the first year.
The old ones used to blow up.
It was
the new ones don't. The old ones used to blow up.
It was the very, in their defense, it was the very first year of the show.
Yeah.
SHO. And That motor went on. I was worried. I was like, dude, I don't think I got 10 hours. I don't think they're going to warranty this. And they were like, bring that thing to us now. It's going on the plane tomorrow to Japan. The engineers were like wanting to see.
They sent a Bradley Holman anything to Japan?
Instantly.
Do you think they opened it up and it was like, hey, y'all? And they were like, what the hell?
They said, look at this Oklahoma red mud.
Yeah, no doubt. They're like, everything stopped up on this with red mud. It sticks.
Yeah.
That's why it's not working. We got to ask. So we got a Shaw. We got a Shaw gift pack. All right. What else can we ask, Trey? Do you have one?
You better ask him who all the sponsors are first before you ask the question.
That's true.
No, it don't matter.
What year did Gerald win his first angler of the year?
I hope you know the answer because I don't.
He got it.
John Hare in the back. John Hare, get him some StarTron. I feel like that's insider trading, but okay. Hey, John, you be sure to get you some of them good jigs. John Hare with Greenfish Tackles here. They make really good jigs. They just don't make an LOB. It's okay. He'll He'll pick it up maybe. I don't know. Don't knock it off. Hey, don't give him too many of those jigs over there.
I should have answered that question. Got me one of them big old cleaning kits over there. Is that against the rules?
No.
Oh, dadgum. Go around. We got to come back to me.
Go around?
Yeah.
Let's see. You got another one, Holman?
No, I'm waiting on yours.
You're waiting on mine?
Yeah, you got to have a question.
What was the name the lawyer used on Lake You Followed to impersonate somebody
Ryan
else
Ingram.
When he was acting
Ryan
like a
Ingram.
Complete jackass?
I'm the boss.
Shout out, Tucker. Lord have mercy.
You're going to get a letter. You're
I'm not going to get a letter. I assure you I'm not going to get a letter. I've already got it. Trust me.
Okay, fair enough.
You can only call a guy an asshole so many times before you get a letter when he's a lawyer. Let's give away some jigs. Stick. Stick. Throw some jigs out to the people. Make sure Cody Cannon gets some. He won't order. He told me he wasn't going to order. He's like, I'm not ordering any of these jigs. He said, I only get free stuff. I'm just, streets are paved with gold.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. He did not say that. For the record, ladies and gentlemen, he did not say that. 3/8 out to put somebody's eye out.
Mud hole.
I just like to say Baitworks is liable. Somebody gets hurt. This is a good time.
Yeah, this is getting dangerous right now.
We're
throwing jigs around.
And it's getting worse as they come along here. You know, the overwhelming thing, though, we'll say with the Low Budget Live podcast, unlike like a Whiskey Meyer show, I would say, is a lot of dudes. A lot of dudes.
Where's Fat Cat?
You got a lot of dudes, too? Fat Cat is not here yet, and I don't know why. Are you sure you got a lot of dudes, Cody? You sure? I feel like you don't have as many dudes. Now, I've been, and it's a lot of dudes, but there's a lot of ladies as well. At the Whiskey Meyer.
Oh, nah.
Look at this.
Look what's walking up the sidewalk there.
Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest talk show host in bass fishing history. Right here, he's backstage right now. Did he say one second? Did he just big league me?
He did.
I think he big leagued me.
I think he did.
We got to get him up here.
Oh, he stopped.
Did he stop?
Behind you now.
No. You are the best. You are the best. He actually is the best.
Well, we're going to give it to Mark first.
I know. That's why I give it to Bangray. Banger. Where'd he go?
I don't know. He's trying to sneak around.
Let's give away another Starbright prize pack. One more. Huh? You got Baitwork stuff, too. We're going to be here for a long time. We'll give it all out. Let's see. Trey, what do you want to give away here? You want to give away Starbright? You want to give away Baitworks? What do you want to do? If anybody went to the Starbright booth and you can tell me the name of Gregor's dog, you'll win jigs and a cleaning pack. Did somebody just say Skip? Like people are just yelling out random dog names? The brown dog. Come on. Shame on you if you didn't go by the Starbright booth. Gregor, they're letting you down over there. You should have brought. I figured you would. He would like this crew. All right, it was Yogi. You all failed miserably. Way to go. We can't give something away on that. What does StarTron do? The first person that runs up here can tell me what StarTron does. Nope. You're missing a key. He beat you right here. Kicks ethanol in the teeth, right? That's the deal. Give him a shirt, Turner. And a prize pack right here. Nothing like hanging out in a bar and carrying around a box all night. Thank you, buddy. See, that's all I was looking for, guys.
Hey, good answer.
Really simple. Good answer. I did that in the express booth today on Express Boats Building Excitement since 1966. And people do listen to the ad reads. Like, it surprised me. For a lot of people, yeah, because I figure they just fast forward through it like I do when I listen to people with ads. Like, they listen. They do listen.
You don't.
I don't. I appreciate them listening, but I don't listen at all.
That's kind of rude, Luke.
It is rude. How many more? Stick, did you give away every jig that we got? Well, keep throwing them, buddy. Keep throwing them until your elbow goes out. You need Tommy John surgery. Let's go. Where's Matt? Where's Panger at?
I didn't know that jig was named after a little old lady.
Oh, my God. It is named after a little old lady. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk classic real quick, and then we're going to wrap this up.
Let's do it.
So we can throw down. Y'all ready to have an even better time, hopefully? No?
How many
of
y'all?
Like people raising their hands. Yes, I'm ready to have a good time, sir. Yes.
How many
of
y'all?
Yell, we don't care.
I'm ready to hear Luke Duncan play is what I'm
ready
for. I am,
too. That's what I'm talking about.
I want to sit back, drink a beer.
It ain't going to be Luke Duncan. Shannon Wheeler somewhere in this joint. I don't know where he went.
He was just right here. We lost him.
We got to get that. We got to get it all set up, get it going. Okay, who's going to win the Classic? Let's talk Classic. Gussie's got a big lead.
Gussie all the way at this
team
point.
Team Gussie.
It's Gussie.
Me too. Yeah. I'm Team Gussie. I'm big Gussie.
Win in Texas.
I'll go with a Cox watch.
You'll go with a Cox watch?
Yeah. I mean, hey, if y'all
Cox
go
watch.
See, I'll go Cox watch.
An official Cox watch. Second place.
Yeah, he ain't got nothing to lose, right?
How much is he back, though?
I think like 5.5 pounds. So he ain't got nothing to lose. I think.
But Gussie's fishing for 18-inch smallmouth, so
yeah, I mean, he
gamble.
And I'll be honest, I think it's Gussie's to lose here. Don't get me wrong. Like, I feel like he's got a lead.
Dude, if he wins two here.
And one being the Classic.
That's pretty, I mean, like, it's his, like, rename it.
Yep.
I agree.
Rename it.
And not just win it, like blow it out of the water.
Win it.
Because if he catches what he catches, he's caught the past 2 days, he'll win by 8 pounds.
Ain't no doubt about it.
Freak show.
Yep.
Ain't no doubt. All right. I think it's time to wind her down.
I agree.
What do you think?
We got
a good crowd. It's going to get better. Y'all hang with us. We appreciate y'all. All you lowlifers, take you out with Biloxi Blues, and then we're going to be back in just a few minutes for probably some terrible singing, some really good fiddling, terrible singing by me. And Trey says he's going to sing something with us tonight.
I got
and
Biloxi
Hallman.
Blues, yep.
So, you got Biloxi Blues?
Biloxi Blues, yep. That's
Hallman's got Halo. I know what Hallman got.
Yeah, the Halo. I got the Black Crowes sound to me.
Yeah, you all about them Black Crowes. I know a guy that is too, myself. We'll be back in just a minute, y'all. Thank y'all.
Damn these Biloxi Blues, it happens every night. And I ain't never met a riverboat dealer that could ever be a friend of mine. The summer heat never treats me kind, it leaves trouble on my mind. So I'm bidding farewell, putting in my notice, and I'll see you at another time. This highway does not know my name, and I don't care, no, I don't care. Heading my way for another place, and I got three good tires and a spare. Just a white line gypsy getting out of Mississippi with just enough gas to get there. From Jackson Town to Tupelo, I never could make it last. Spanish moss and Civil War ghosts, well, I'm gonna leave them in the past. Any direction, Lord, I'll be fine. It don't matter, east or west. North, south, wherever the wind blows, I'm leaving those burdens at rest. This highway, it does not know my name, and I don't care, no, I don't care. Heading my way for another place, and I got three good tires and a spare. Just a white line gypsy getting out of Mississippi with just enough gas to get there. We'll be right back.
one of the most legendary shows in the outdoors is on Waypoint TV. Don't miss Primo's Truth About Hunting, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
You're listening to the Waypoint Podcast Network, brought to you in part by HuntStand, the number one hunting and land management app.